J. Roddy Walston and the Business is a band that built a following the old-fashioned way. Touring, touring, and more touring. They've become famous for their rollicking, frenzied live performances, their potent mix of driving rock, piano, and barely contained energy has been called AC/DC meets Jerry Lee Lewis.
You guys ready?
Yep.
So to bottle a little of that magic, we invited Rod Walston, a.k.a. J. Roddy, into the studio along with the rest of his band, The Business, to play a few songs off their new album. It is called Essential Tremors. Like a lot of bands, they bring a lot of equipment with them on tour, including their own upright piano.
Basically, there was, before eBay and Craigslist ruined small town, like music shops or whatever, there was this really Simpson-esque character that ran a music store in my hometown. And I was telling him, what I really love is a piano that I could chop in half somehow and take to shows with me, because I hated keyboards. And he sat and thought for a second, he was like, They make one of those. I'm pretty sure they make one. He like hunted it down and told me what it was, and I drove to New York to get one, and these guys have helped me huck it into every possible scenario. They're climbing ladders with it on our back. It's been insane.
Is it? I mean, you must think it's worth it. What does this instrument bring you that's different from a keyboard?
I can kind of just beat on it and spit at it and walk around on it, and if you did that to a regular keyboard, it would just fall apart.
So you just need a bigger instrument because you abuse them.
It just feels real. It's kind of an interaction, you know. This thing is aging with me like an old car, you know. Uh-huh. I can buy a brand new car if I want it, but I'd rather smell gas fumes while I'm driving down the road and not be sure if my brakes are going to work.
So with music, the music that you guys make, it's obviously really high energy. Mm-hmm. It's got this kind of driving rhythm to it. Did you just always hear piano with that? It kind of comes a little bit unexpected that you would have a piano in some of this stuff.
I think in rock and roll, there's a lot of history to piano. But in modern times, yeah, with loud music, there's not a lot of people doing it. So, you know, if you have a guitar, there's a few moves that everybody does, you know, do the windmill or something. I don't know, but any interaction I have with the piano is kind of, it's not me copying. I mean, well, I'll kick the piano stool out, and that's kind of like the one move that I yanked from Jerry Lee. But other than that, it's pretty much.
Have you ever hurt yourself doing that?
I have hurt myself. I got a weird cut on my nose from the last show.
Yeah, it sounds dangerous.
Yeah, kind of. But
well, let's play another song.
Yeah.
This is a track called Marigold.
Let's do it.
But he hates to pay his bills. Knows the right people, he knows what people have read. God knows what he's heard, but he don't know what he said. Marigold, you're with an art queen and it's dragging me down. He goes down, he goes down, he goes down. Pound the
I'm awake now. Wow.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Did I read that you grew up in the Pentecostal church?
Yep, I did.
How did that play out in your music? That's a particular kind of religious experience.
Yeah, yeah. I would say probably more than the music itself is the actual experience live of really trying to be interactive with everybody and kind of some of those guys are intending to be superstars and it ought be all about them, but I would say there are just as many that you've never heard of that the idea is there's no wall. So it's not about the guy on stage. It's everyone is involved. We're all telling a story together. We're all celebrating something.
Do you still go to church every once in a while?
Yeah, yeah. I'm married to a pastor's daughter.
Are you?
Yeah, who also is an opera singer. No. If you wrote down on paper who is this guy married to, it would probably not be that description.
Opera singing pastor's daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
Do the two of you ever make music together? Do
your musical styles jive? We fight over the piano all the time. You know, we have a very small house. We have one piano. She has to practice. I'm trying to write. We'll, you know, it'll be some late night thing, and we'll start doing some old country tunes together. Or probably the most we interact musically is kind of more talking. She'll be working out something and say, you know, can you tell the difference between when I sing like this versus when I sing like that? Or I'll be writing and she'll yell in from the other room, I don't like what you just did. That's that's not entertaining or good, or that felt kind of just whack.
You respect her opinion.
Yeah, I would say I use Sarah as a sounding board a lot on songs.
Well, I'm going to ask you to play us out on a song called Heavy Bells. But before we do, can you tell us a little bit about the story behind this song?
Yeah. You know, there's an interaction that I have with my mom growing up my whole life where she was like, I know that the thing that you're going to battle with the most is sort of a mental thing. You know, you're going to have the struggle internally. I can just see, I could see it in you as a kid, you know. It was an encouraging thing of, you know, like, you need to be ready for this. And it kind of, one way or another, it probably has been absolutely the most true and real thing that has stayed in my life, you know.
Well, let's listen to this. This is...
It's going to be way different than you think based off of this interview.
All right. All right. Yeah. I'm ready. I'm ready. Let's do it.
It's way more primal and ape than you would guess.
Okay. Let's hear Heavy Bells off the new album by J. Roddy Walston and The Business. The new album is called Essential Tremors. Thanks so much, you guys, by the way. Really
Thanks for having us.
It.
Thank you.
You can hear the rest of the songs in full on our website, nprmusic.org, or you can hear them live. J. Roddy Walston and The Business is back on tour through October with dates in Kentucky, California, D.C., all over the map, really. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.